Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin teaches us that a person has to shech siman echad ba'olf and shnei simanim ba'behema. But the question is, how do we know this? How do we know that the way to be machshir an animal la'achila is to shchita sasimanim? So comes the Gemara and says, it's docha pasuk. Amar of Kana, minayin l'shchita shimin atzava, shenema v'shochat es ben abokar, imokom sheshochat kayu. Kana says that the mokar v'shchita sasimonim v'shchita min atzava is v'shochat. Shochat es ben abokar, talking about shchitas behemas kotshim. Imokom sheshochat kayu, from the place that the animal bends, that's where you're supposed to be choteyu. What does that mean, choteyu, says Rashi? The word choteh really means to be metaher, to purify. But Rashi says, what does purify mean over here? There's no tum of metaher. What are we talking about? Okay, it is true, shchita is taka metaher midein avela, as we discussed, but that's not the ikar of shchita. So he says it means to be machshir l'achila. First pshat in Rashi is, tahareyu means to be machshir l'achila, to make it fit for eating. Lishnach mina choteh, what does choteh mean? Hotzi as domo v'nakeyu. It means not to purify, but to be metahir in the sense of to cleanse, to clean out the dam. Choteh, different perushim in the word choteh. Mimachem sheshoch choteh. Ulahay lishna garsina choteh, lishna de duchuyehu, lishna kama garsina dachshirihu. The hemshich of the Gemara is going to say that shoch choteh is a lashon of dachuyeh. That's our gears in the Gemara. So it says Rashi, if you hold that choteu means nakehu, hotzias damo v'nakehu, so then it makes sense. Dachuye means to cleanse, to clean out. If you assume choteu means letaher in the sense of lehachshir, so then the Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara, must say choteu lishna de'achshurehu. It's not the dachuye, it's not really cleansing. It's being machshir, it's machshir la'achila. Okay, so there are different girsos, different lashonos in the Gemara. But the basic mocker is that v'shachar is ben avokam, v'mokam sheshach, choteh, cleanse it out, or v'machshir la'achila, from the mokam sheshach, from the place that the animal bends. The place that the animal bends, it bends at its neck, right? It bends down from the neck. So the place where it's bending down, the mokam that's bending out, which is the front of the neck, it's bending from the back of the neck, but it's bending down toward the front. So in the front, that's where you're supposed to shech the animal, and that's the simonim. So this is the mocha that you shech the simonim. Shnei simonim in the behemah, and one simon in the oaf. In fact, the Gemara, mimai dahai choteh lishna didachuyehu, tichsib v'chitei asabayis, v'ibayisayma mehocha tichateini be'ezo ve'eto. Different makoros that the word choteh means to be metaher, that either means to be machshir or to cleanse, as we described. Okay? Okay, let's assume v'shachat tells me v'makom sheshachatel, but maybe miznavo, maybe don't cut from the neck, maybe cut from the zana, from the tail, that also is bent, the tail is constantly bent. So maybe we should cut, we should do the shechita of the animal from the tail. So the Gemara, shach mechlal shezokov ve'inan v'ho shach ve'omed husen. So the Gemara says, shach sounds like it's a dover hazokov, but then it's shach, the animal bends it, but the tail, the animal doesn't bend, it's always bent. So it can't be the tail. The ema me'ozna, maybe it should be the ear. The ear also, the animal can move its ear, it can bend its ear. The inan dam hanefesh v'leka, you need dam hanefesh? Why do you need dam hanefesh? So Rashi says, well, this pasuk b'shachar ben abakar is talking about kachim, not toma chulin. There's going to be another makar from chulin, but this is toma kachim. We know that in Kodshim you need the Dam HaNefesh to be Zorek on the Mizbeach. So Zog the Gemara, maybe that's the reason why you can't do Shchita from the Ozen, because there's no Dam HaNefesh in the Ozen. The Dam HaNefesh is in the neck. The Ema Dekara V'Ozel HaDam HaNefesh. Maybe you start with the ear, but then you keep on being Korea till you get to the neck. But maybe the Mokom that you start with is from the ear. Maybe the makom that you start with is from the ear, but then koreva ozel adam nefesh v'su, another kasha of the Gemara. Rashi is goris v'su in the Gemara. This is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara has two kashas. Kana says that shchita is menat tzava because the shachar is menabokam mimakom sheshachateyo. That must be the neck. So the Gemara now came around and asked, maybe it's the ozen, maybe you cut the ear, but then you koreva ozel until you get to the dam nefesh. V'su, frak the Gemara, she addressed the halada hagrama v'ikam menola. Bechlal, there are many other psulei shchita. Where do you know those from? If you have to learn every mokar and shchita from sukkim, you're not going to be successful with the psulei shchita. Elo gemar. The chamisha psulei shchita are gemar. That's halacha l'mashmisina. It's not a posuk beferish and chumish. Shchita minatzava nami gemara. Says the Gemara, no, Shchita Natsavra is not necessarily learned out of the pasuk. It can't be, because what are you going to learn out of the pasuk? Mimakom sheshachateu, mimakom sheshachateu. Maybe you have to cut from the ozen, but then you're korea v'ozel till you get to the davanesh. So it's not muchruch from the pasuk that Shchita is Natsavra. What's more, we know that the chamisha psula shchita have to be learned from halachah l'mashmisina. They're not derived from the pasuk. So why do you have to learn Shchita Natsavra from the pasuk? Let's just assume halachah l'mashmisina that. The dinim of shchita, all the dinim of shchita, the chamisha psula shchita, the makom of the shchita, how many simanim you have to cut in the oaf and the behemoth, it's all learned halacha l'mashmisina. If that's the case, what's the pasuk for? Ukolamai asa, the lola shavya gistura. Says the Gemara, maybe the pasuk, Shacharis ben Habakkuk, is teaching me the lola shavya gistura. What does that mean, the lola shavya gistura? So Rashi has two pshatim over here. Lola shavya gistura, shalayach to kolam afrekes lishnayim. The first pshat in Rashi is the lola shavi gistera means that you shouldn't cut the mafrekes in two, meaning you should only cut the simanim. Even if lechatchila one should cut kol asimanim, as we describe, but vesulo, that's it, just cut the simanim. Don't cut the whole neck. Right? Keep in mind, the shchita of chulin is minatzavas. So you're starting from the front of the neck, so the simanim are found in the front of the neck, right? The veshet and the konin. So you can cut the simanim. So the lola shavi gistera means there's an extra ribuy in the pasuk for shachat that you only have to cut the simanim, but not the mafrekas as well. Don't cut the spine. Don't slice the head off the animal completely. Even if you do it, you know, in the mako, in the derech shita, without drasa. Right? You're doing it with a back and forth motion, but don't cut the head off completely. Just the simanim, not the head. That's one lashon in Rashi. Leidach lishna, the hachi mashmi said, the hachi mashmi chateyo hotzi as dam of a sula, chateyo hotzi as dam of a sula. Just be motzi as dam, mafrekes doesn't have any dam in it, so motzi as dam means from the simon. Leidach lishna, hechsha achilas. So just do the hechsha achilas, the hina simon of a sula. Good. That's one lashon in Rashi. Lo lishavi gistera means not to cut the mafrekes. We're going to get back to this lashon. There's a lot that's said on this lashon. Lishna achrina. Rashi suggests another lashon, the lola shavi gistera. The lola shavi gistera shlo yidros. Drasa is the lola shavi gistera. We'll learn drasa from a pasuk. Learn drasa from a pasuk. I thought you just told me that the hilcha shchita halacha l'mashmisina. Avagad the hilcha shchita halacha l'mashmisina hen. Yesh meyam shenichtevu. The psula shchita are halacha l'mashmisina, but there are some that are actually mentioned in the pasuk. You go on drasa. Drasa is the only one. Dras is the one that's mentioned in the pasuk. The mafkinu lekaman mivishachat emishachat ela loshon u'mashach. The word vishachat means to draw. So to draw means a back and forth motion. Right? That's the Gemara. Gemara daf lamed amibes. On the Mishnah of drasa, Gemara says minohan imili amar Shmuel damar kra. Okay, skip a little bit. Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel vishachat emishachat ela u'mashach. Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel learn. The drasa is derived from a pasuk, and v'shachad ela u'mashal, that you have to draw it back and forth. You can't press. So even though the psula shchita, the Gemara says, the Rashi and the Mesoras Hashas, it's not just Rashi and the Mesoras Hashas. We just mentioned the Rashi because we had done the Gemara and the Chavches, but the Gemara Chav Zayin says beferish that it's halacha l'mashmisina, that the psula shchita learned halacha l'mashmisina. That's a general lashon, but the reality is drasa is learned from the pasuk v'shachad. That's a lashon of u'mashal. The chigemiri hilchasa shara. Why is drasa called gistera? The lola shavi gistera. Drasa kari gistera. K'tanam masnis and ayashoche v'hitas is harosh b'vasachas. Alma drasa loshan atazah is harosh b'vasachas kari lo. The hainu gistera. Gistera. What does gistera mean? The lola shavi gistera. What was a gistera mean? Rashi and Daf Chaf Aleph says gistera means anytime you cut one thing into two pieces, into two equal pieces. That's called a gistera. You can call it anything, but that's what the Gemara calls it. Okay, gistera means to make it into two pieces. It's Rashi on that Chaf Aleph. Kol dover hacholok l'shnayim kari gistera. A definition. Rashi's definition of the word gistera. Right? He's helping with the Gemara. So says Rashi over here, the Lashon of the Mishnah later on, talking about drasa, mentions that you meitez es harosh bevasachas, right? Chopping off the head, that's drasa, because you're pressing, you're not using a back and forth motion. So that's like a gistera, because gistera means making two pieces out of one. That's why the Lola Shavya Gistera refers to drasa, because that's what drasa is. It's chopping the head off. Drasa means that you just plop it off. Shchita means that you're thinking, as you're shechting, you're thinking back and forth, you're not just knocking it off without thinking, but that you're actually shochet lefi daito. There's a certain pressure, a certain speed. So says Rashi in the second Lashon, the Lashavi Gistera means not to do drasa. And that's learned from Bishachad. And Bishachad Ela Umashach means you have to draw it back and forth. Two Lashonis in Rashi, what we're learning from the word Bishachach. But in Achanami, we're assuming that the fact that Shechit is Minatzava, the Gemara seems to say, Halach L'mosh Misina. Okay, this is the first Lashon of the Gemara. Rav Yemar Amar Krav Zavachta. Rav Yemar has a similar drasha, a different drasha, but also wanting to learn from a pasuk. Vizavachta Mimakam Shazav Chateru. This again is in Chulin, not in Kachim. Vizavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. Talking about Chulin. Mimakam Shazav Chateru. My Mashma Dai Chateru Lishna De Mitbar. Who the assumption is Chateru means to break it. Mimakam Shazav Chateru, from a place where the blood flows, break it. How do you know that Chateo is Lashon of Midbar? D'chsiv al tiravi al techas. Don't be worried, don't be nervous, don't be broken. Ve'ema mechotmo, maybe we should cut from the nose. Zova yidei chitui be'inam v'hai zov me'elofu. Need zova yidei chitui. It has to be zov through the breaking, through the maisa of shchita. But the nose has something dripping from it without the shchita. Ve'ema milibo, the blood is zav from the leiv too. The sushi address the chalav diagram of the ikum and all and elo gemara shchitim natzav and nami gemara kralamay asad lola shavi gistera. Basically, the same lashon that either we were not going to learn from bishacha, but rather from vizavachta. Ultimately, the gemara comes around to say that no, we're going to learn lola shavi gistera from the word vizavachta, and shchitim natzav is going to be learned halacha mashmisina. Says Rashi, lola shavi gistera on this line in the gemara. V'lo yidros, d'ochi mashma choteo at sheyoza v'sulo, avodores ein b'yado l'mnoa v'lim shoch yado. Lola shavigistra here too, the word v'zavachta could mean not to be dores. Mimokom shezov choteo, it sounds like you can hold yourself back, right? Choteo at sheyoza, just break it until it starts to flow, but if you're dores, you can't hold yourself back because you're just pushing, can't recoil. So maybe the Zavachta teaches me to lola shavi gistera, not to do drasa. Ublish nachrina kidefrish is chateo ad makom shuzav v'sulo. Chateo ad makom shuzav, just be chateo, just break it until the makom shuzav, until the simanim, not the mafrekes. Both lashonas and Rashi before. So what shver? What shver is that it sounds like you have two makoras for lola shavi gistera, either from v'shachar or from v'zavachta. So says Rashi, yeah. But it's the machlokas, what we learn it from. Umar, Mar Yalef Mehaikra, Mar Yalef Mehaikra. Different ways to learn the Lola Shavi Gistera. Either you learn from Mishachar or learn from Vizavachta. It's not a steerer, as she says, but you have different options as to where to learn it from. And then the Gemara is just one final approach. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Tana V'Shachat, Al Turki V'Shachat, Ela V'Sachat, Mimakam Shesachatayim. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel learned from V'Shachat also, but not Mimakam Shesachatayim, but rather Mimakam Shesachatayim, the place that the animal speaks. You should clean it out, cleanse it. The Eima Milashono, maybe from the tongue, cut the tongue. Tongue is the place where the animal speaks, makes noises. The Ina Dama Nefesh V'Leka. Three different makaros in the Gemara. I mean, two makaros, but three different ways of saying it, right? That either we learn from Veshachat, Mimakom Sheshachatayu, or Mimakom Shesachatayu, or we learn from Vizavachta, Mimakom Shesachatayu. Ultimately, the Gemara says that Shechita Menatzaver is learned from Halacha Moshe Sinai, and from these psukim, we're going to learn something else. Lo Lushave Gistera. Tu Pshata Mirashi, whether that means Drasa or it means Lo Lushave Gistera, not the Katam Afrekas. Just Katam Simonim, not the Afrekas. According to the second Loshon Rashi, that Lo Lushave Gistera means that you can't do Drasa, so clearly it's an Issa. The Pasuk is teaching me this Issa that you're not allowed to do Drasa. Vishachat and Vishachat Elo Moshach, but you can't do Drasa. What's Pshat in the first Loshon of Rashi? If the Lola Shabbat Gistra means Shlolachto Kola Mafrekes Lishnayim, is that an Issa? Pasuk is telling me you're not allowed to cut the Mafrekes, you can only cut the Simon. Issa? Well, maybe Pasuk is teaching me that you don't have to cut the Mafrekes, that it's enough to cut the Simon and Vesulo, and that's all. You don't have to cut the Mafrekes. What's Pshat in the first Lashon of Rashi? Again, according to the Lishna Bas and Rashi, obviously it's an Issa. You can't do Drasa. It's not that you don't have to do Drasa. You can't do Drasa. It's one of the Psula Shechita, but it's learned out of the Pasuk. What's the Din? What's Pshat in the first Lashon of Rashi? Lo Lashavi Gistera. You cut the Simonim, not the Mafrekas. Does that mean it's also to cut the Mafrekas? If you cut the Mafrekas, Shechitasu Psula? Or is the Pshat that you don't have to cut the mafrekes? It's not necessary. Just cut the simanim. In fact, you don't even have to cut kol ha-simanim. Just cut rov ha-simanim. That's also sufficient. But if you want to do the din l'chatchila, to cut all the simanim, so great, so cut kol ha-simanim, but you don't have to cut the mafrekes. Which one is it, b'das Rashi? So this is a major machlokas in the Rishonim. The Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, who assumes that Rashi holds that it's awesome. If you have a Gemara, please look on with me. Let's look at the Mordechai together. This is Simon Tov Resh Beis. It's almost at the very beginning of the parak, the third Simon in the parak. Mordechai writes, "Ukrola my asad lo l'shavi gistera mashapirish Rashi shlo lach to kol mafrekas l'shnayim hochi mashm etc. Lo nehira." The kevon sheshachar asimonim im yachto chachak argama mafrekas ma'ich paslon. Mashapirish Rashi, the Loshon of Rashi, Shlolach to Kola Mafrekas, sounds like it's us to cut the Mafrekas, that you can only cut the Simon, but don't do more than that. So Zokta Mordechai, he quotes the Rabbeinu Baruch, Resh Beis, Rabbeinu Baruch, who assumes that that's fair. Clearly he's learning Bedas Rashi, that the Lola Shavu Gistra means it's us to cut the Mafrekas. And he says, why should that be? Kevin Sheshachar Asimonim, Imyachto Chachakin Gamma Mafrekas, Mayach Baslan. You cut the two Simonim, the animal is kosher la'achila. Mabekach, that you cut the Mafrekas. What does it matter that you cut the Mafrekas? Mafrekas is not part of the Simonim. It's not part of the Simonim. It's totally different. It's like cutting the animal's leg. But you can't cut the animal's leg after cutting the Simonim. Well, what's the problem? You did what you had to do. So the animal is kosher la'achila, that's it. So Rashi's pshat, he says, is difficult. He learns that Rashi understood the Lo Lushavi Gistera means it's also to cut the mafrekas after the simonim, and he says, "My high, why? Why should that be?" But he says, "B'tosef to Tanya Hayeshochei b'chotach eserosh b'vasachas niskavim lakash shitasu psula v'ilav shitasu ksheira." He says there is a tosefta that's mashma like Rashi. What does a tosefta say? If you're mechaven lekach to be made this is a rosh bevasacha shchitos upsula, takad shchitos upsula. It's osur, it's possible if you cut the whole rosh. But if not, shchitos upsheira. Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch learned that Rashi understood lo lushavi gistra means you can't cut the mafrekas, it's osur to cut the mafrekas. So he's troubled, Rabbeinu Baruch is troubled. Why should it be usher? Once you cut the simanim, then the behemoth kosher l'achila shouldn't be a problem. He says, but the Tosefta sounds like that. The Tosefta sounds that in niskavin lekach, yishoche v'chotach ezerosh v'vasachas, niskavin lekach, shitas v'psula. What's the problem? Niskavin lekach, what are you doing? You're cutting the simanim and the mafrekas after the simanim. So it sounds like the Tosefta holds that if you cut the mafrekas after the siman, you make this a sarosh with asachas, shkidas upsula. Sounds like Rashi's pshat. I don't understand why it should be true, but it's the Tosefta sounds like Rashi's pshat. Ad kan devar. Is that a good raya? Is raya from the Tosefta such a good raya that it's also to cut the mafrekas? If you cut the mafrekas, shkidas upsula. Is that what the Tosefta is talking about? What do you think? What's the Tosefta talking about? What's it talking about? One word. What's it talking about? Is it really talking about Rashi's din d'lo shavi yistera? That's what hand. Yes. Natanel, yes. Kavana. Okay, so first of all, Natanel points out that the loshen of the Tosefta is a little bit of a pella. What's this niskavin lakach? What's kavana? That's a good kasha. A good kash. So what is the Tosefta talking about? It says Kavana. Well, what's the idea of Kavana? What's the issue the Tosefta is addressing? What's the issue? Cutting the mafrekas after the simanim? Is that the psul that it's talking about? What's the psul that the Tosefta is referring to?
Alright.
Drasa, exactly. Who says that? Who says that? Finish up. Who says that?
Second lashon of Rashi.
Better. Who says that? Who gives Pshad in the Tosefta? Rafi? Ramban, exactly. Very good. Ramban says the Tosefta is not talking about Lolashavi Gistera. What was. It's not talking about cutting the mafrekas after the two simon, and that's not the issue. The issue is not that you're cutting off the whole head. If the issue is that you're cutting the mafrekas after the two simon, who cares about Kavana over here? Well, what's Kavana? What's Kavana? Mitzvah tzich is kavana, isurim tzich and kavana. Well, what's he saying? What's the Tosefta saying? Dr. Ramban on the Flamed Amid Beis. What's it doing on the Flamed Amid Beis? That's the sugya of drasa. It's the Mishnah. That's the Gemara. Right? V'shachet ela umasha. V'od ra'isi b'Tosefta, Dr. Ramban, ayashochet v'chotach esarosh v'vasachas. If you're miskaven, that means that you have kavana to cut the head off quickly, to lop it off. That's what miskaven lakach means. You want to lop the head off. If you want to lop the head off, if that's what your kavana is, to be lop the head off of asachas, that's going to be drasa by definition. Because if you have a back and forth motion like you're supposed to have by shkita, if you're molech umevi, it's not going to lop the head off in 1 second. It's going to take a few seconds. If you want to lop the head off and you're niskaven to cut it off in one fell swoop, that's going to be drasa. That's a psul because you're pressing. The psul is not that you've cut the whole head off. Who cares? The psul is that you're pressing. Because you're mechaven to cut the head off in one fell swoop, you're going to press on the simanim, and that's going to be a psul of drasa, says the Ramban. Then it's going to be psul of But if you're being molech umevi b'derech shchit in the way that you're supposed to, but because the sakin is so sharp, it's going to come off quickly or come off in one fell swoop, so what? Ma bekach, it's mutter. Because it's not drasa. Aye, but the whole head came off, my frekas was cut after the simanim. Asma! My ichbaslon. What does it matter? The Tosefta is not a raya that it's also to cut the mafrekas after the simon. I'm not sure what the Rabbeinu Baruch was saying. The Rabbeinu Baruch brings a raya. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat, but he brings a raya to Rashi's pshat from the Tosefta. According to Ramban, there's no raya from the Tosefta b'chlal. But that's Rabbeinu Baruch's pshat, but that's Rashi. The Amar Lana Moreinu Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram Rutenberg, told us, Shemai Sahoya She'echa Shocha B'chata Kalam Afrekas. Medakdek Rav Yoh miperish Rashi va'asa. The Rav Yoh felt like the Rabbeinu Baruch at a point to Rashi. It's awesome. Shkitasu psula. Someone shechted, cut the simonim and the mafrekas after the simonim, and the Rav Yoh felt like the Rabbeinu Baruch at a point to the first loshen of Rashi. It's only one loshen, but if we're going to be machmir for that loshen, awesome. It's awesome to cut the mafrekas. Velonira Limarenu Rabbeinu Meirzah, but the Maram argued, Mefarish Kach Pirish Rashi Choteo Hotzi Yazdama Besu Lo Ein Sorech Yosef. Zok the Maram Rabbeinu Meir says that's not Pshat Rashi. Rashi never meant to say that it's Oser El Pasal the Shechita. He meant to say that you don't have to cut the Mafrakas. Lo L'Shavik Yisra means B'Shochar it's enough to Shech the Simonim Besu Lo. That's enough. It's sufficient. Not that it's Oser to do more, but it's not necessary to do more. If you did more, but you did it as you were molech, or maybe it wasn't jurasa, avada shchita. So the shchita was kshera once you cut the simon, and cutting something else is not going to do anything. Is that necessary? According to the first lashon of Rashi, it's not that it's usur and it'll passel the shchita like the Rabbeinu Baruch, like the Rav Yom. It's just not necessary to do. That's pshat in Rashi. Machlokas Rishonim had to learn the lishna kama b'das Rashi. Right, to cut the mafrekes after the two simanim, is that osur, will it passel the shechita, or is it just a din that you don't have to cut more? That you don't have to cut more. Why did the Maram interpret in Rashi that it's not an iser? Probably because he was troubled with Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha. How could it be an iser? If you cut the simanim, what could the iser be? You did what you were supposed to do. So what could the iser be? What could the issa be? Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If the first time Rashi is that you don't like it's unnecessary to cut off the head. That seems like almost like a svara. Why would we have a pasuk? Why would we have a pasuk to teach us?
That's Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha. I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Baruch learned Badash Rashi that it's usr. He says, why should it be usr? Sorry, it's not Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha. Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha is, why should it be usr? Why should it be usr? Right. So you're saying if you don't need to,
first time Rashi is not right. That it's usur.
Not that it's usur, but rather you don't
rather
need
it's
to.
It's unnecessary. So, like, is it really the pasuk to teach us that? Is it a little shabby yesterday?
Right. So whose kasha is that? That's not the Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha. Whose kasha is that?
That's probably why.
That's probably why Rabbeinu Baruch felt compelled to learn his Pshabadash Rashi, but he was bothered. There's a kasha on both Pshat and Rashi, right? Rabbeinu Baruch felt, if the Pshat is that you don't have to cut the mafrekas, so I need a pasuk to tell me I don't have to cut the mafrekas. You don't have to eat pizza for lunch today. I don't know of any pasuk that tells you that. They didn't know what pizza was. But the Torah knew everything in the future. But I don't need a pasuk for that anyway. I don't have to do that. What's the... So he says, obviously, Rashi means that it's usur to cut the mafrekas. But he says, but I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. I still don't understand what the problem would be. Why should it be usur? Right? So he was troubled. The reason why he had to learn that the Lola Shavi Yisra means that there's an isser, that it's posel, is because what's the tzrichasa? What's the kamash malon if all the posek is teaching me is that you don't have to cut the mafrekas? So Hutaka asked this kasha. That what's the havamina that you should have to cut the mafrekas? Hutaka asked that kasha. Hutaka. Tosfos, exactly, Daniel. Tosfos has his kasha. In the middle of the Tosfos, Tosfos has his kasha. Because Tosfos was assuming, Tosfos understood the Das Rashi, like the Rabbeinu Meir. And he was bothered. Right? He understood, like the Rabbeinu Meir, that the Lola Shavu Yisra means you don't have to. He says, you don't have to, but... Of course you don't have to. Well, I need a pasuk for that. There's trouble on both sides of the fence over here. Trouble on both sides of the river. Right, both approaches B'das Rashi. To say Lo L'Shavi Yisra means that it's osur to do and it'll passel the shechita, mechetaisi. Once you've cut the two simanim, what should be the problem to cut the mafrekas? To say Lo L'Shavi Yisra means that you don't have to cut the mafrekas, avada, well, what's the shay? That's the kash of Tosfos. Let's see Tosfos together. Let's see the context of Tosfos. Tosfos is touching on the girsa that Rashi had. The sushi here, drasa v'chala d'chule. Tosfos already mentions a different girsa. Every time the Rashi says, Hachi Garsinan, Hey Gimel, you know that there's another girsa floating around in the Rishon. the printer always is goris in the Gemara according to Rashi's gifts. So if you find a gears in the Gemara, and then Rashi says Hachi Garcina, so look at the other Rishon, because you'll be guaranteed that there's another gears in the Rishon, because that's why Rashi has to say Hachi Garcina as opposed to the other gears. So Tosfos Daka tells us there is another gears. Not only is there another gears, I think the other gears is right. The Kosha LePerusha, I think according to Rashi's gears, it's the Chapela. What's the difference between these two gears? What's the Nakuda of difference? The question is, who is asking this second kash? Rav Kana says, "Minayin l'shchita shimin atzavish nema v'shachas menabakam v'makom shishachat hayom." So ultimately, the Gemara asks, "Ve'ema me'ozno." The Gemara is asking, "Rav Kana, you learn from v'shachat, ema me'ozno, ema me'ozno, ve'inan dam hanefesh v'leka, ve'ema dekara v'ozil adam hanefesh." The Gemara says, "Ema me ozno," but it's the kara v'ozil adam nefesh. Why do you learn from Mishachat Esven Avoka that mimakom sheshachat el the shechita has to be minatzavar from the simanim? Maybe it's min ha'ozen and kara v'ozil adam hanefesh. That's the Gemara asking, right? Vesu, who's asking this kasha? So Rashi learns Vesu is the Gemara is asking another kasha. First of all, how do you know mimakom sheshachat el? How do you know the shechita is minatzavar? Maybe it's been a Oza. What's more, why need a pasuk b'chlal? All the psulei shechita learned halacha Moshe Sinai, so the din of shechita b'natzavah should be learned halacha Moshe Sinai too. Two kashas that the Gemara is asking. Rav Kana learned shechita b'natzavah from Mishachas, so the Gemara is asking two kashas on him. And what's the maskana? The maskana is enochadami. Shechita is not learned. Shechita b'natzavah is not learned from Mishachas. Shechita b'natzavah is halacha Moshe Sinai. From Mishachas we learned lo l'shavei gistera. Says Tosis, no, that's not the Girsa. That's not the Girsa. The Girsa is, first the Gemara is, how can you, Rav Kana, learn from Vishachat, Teshchitas Minat Savar, Eima Me'ozno and Korale Ad the Ikadama Nefesh? To which Rav Kana says, what are you talking about? Dilatimech, what you think, it's Minat Ozen, it's not Minat Savar. You don't like my Pasuk. You don't like my pasuk to teach me shechitas menatzava. You think that the pasuk should teach me it's min ha'ozen. But you're wrong too. Even according to your svara, Gemara. Rav Kana answers the Gemara. V'letaymech, according to your svara, that's from the ozen. But the fact is, psul eshchita learned halacha mash misinai. So even if you think I'm wrong, but you're wrong too. Better to say that Shechita Minatzavah is just a halacha Moshe Sinai, and B'shachat won't teach me that it's Minatzavah, it won't teach me it's Minahoz, and it teaches me Lo L'Shavei Gistera. Who's asking this second question? Rav Kana or the Gemara? That's the basic machlokas of the Gemara. It says Tosis, I'll explain to you why Rashi's Pshat is difficult. The Kosha LePerusha, why is Rashi's Pshat difficult? The Iyashas Ka'amar La. If the Shas, if the Gemara is asking the second question, Umasik the Krasa, the Loshavi Gistera, the Gemara is concluding the Loshavi Gistera. V'chein b'samach gabe krod, v'zavachta muki l'krod, Loshavi Gistera. And then in the next Loshon, Rav Yemar, also it's the same back and forth, and it's the Gemara concluding the Loshavi Gistera, not Rav Kana, not Rav Yemar, but the Gemara is concluding the Loshavi Gistera. Why do I need two psukim? If the maskana of the Gemara is talking in both parts, both sections, and the Gemara is saying, well, so what do I learn from Vishachat Lo Shavei Gistera? What do I learn from Vizavachat Lo Shavei Gistera? Why do I need two psukim to teach me the same thing? Why do I need two psukim to teach me the same thing? The Ode Mefarish Lo L'Shavei Gistera Shlo Yachto Chatzavre Masimonim. Hechi Mashra Mi V'Shachat. How do I see from the word V'Shachat that you shouldn't cut the Mefarkas too? V'Shachat just means to shech. Shech means to slice. To cut the Simonim. If you tell me that it means that you can't be Doreis, I hear V'Shachat means Umashach, so it doesn't mean to be Doreis. But if it's not teaching me drus, if it's teaching me not to cut the mafrekas, how do I hear that from the word v'shacha? What's just a ribuy? How do I hear that from the word v'shacha? Kasha number two. The old fractais is amai salgadaito shiachtoch amafrekas rachashchidos asimonim. Why would I think that you cut the mafrekas? after cutting the simanim. What's the third kasha? Zoktim Aram, the third kasha of Taisus is if Rashi is learning. If Rashi is learning the Loshavik Yisrael, it means that you don't have to cut them afrekes. Taisus, why would I think that you'll cut them afrekes after the siman? Right? Rashi's talking about the Yishechted Minat Sava, but Loshavik Yisrael tells me you don't have to cut them afrekes after the simanim. So ask Tosfos in his third kasha, what's the Havamina that you would? Like what, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to? Why would I think that you should cut, that you would cut the mafrekas? That the Torah has to tell me it's not necessary. Of course it's not necessary. You won't even do it. Like, who cares? Three kashas against this Pshavadas Rashi. So what does Tosfos say? V'nirek agirsas asfarim v'gasi v'latainach. Rav Kana ka'amarla. Rav Kana is the one who's saying this. Shchita min atzav anami gemara v'lomei ozno v'lomei chotmo. Yenachanami, Shchita min atzavar is a halachal mashmisina. Rav Kana says, Shchita min atzavar halachal mashmisina. Rav Yemer says, Shchita min atzavar halachal mashmisina. It's not me'ozno, it's not me'chotmo, it's min atzavar. But what does min atzavar mean? Min atzavar means that you have to cut the simanim. But where do you start? Do you start from the front of the neck, or do you start from the back of the neck? That's still not clear. The fact that Shchitas Min Atzavar, again, Shchitas Min Atzavar means that you're going to cut the simanim, but how do you begin? Do you begin with the mafrekas from the back of the neck, or do you begin with the simanim from the front of the neck? Right? Shchitas Min Atzavar nami gemara v'lo me'ezvav v'lo me'chotma. Aval akati lo yad'inan mehechan maschil imena orav kemeliko mitzad hagoron b'simanim. We still don't know from where do you begin. Do you begin, like by Malika, from the orav, from the back of the neck? Or mitzad hagoron, from the throat? U'lahachi yasa v'shachad lomar mimokom sheshach v'kaima. That's what v'shachad is teaching me. Rav Kana says, v'shachad is not teaching me shchitas min atzavar. That shchitas b'simanim. Avad shchitas b'simanim. Halacha mashmisinai shchitas b'simanim. V'shachad is teaching me the lolashavi gistera, meaning don't start from the mafrekas. There's no hava meaning you cut the mafrekas after the simanim. Avad, who cares? What do you need that for? What do you need that for? No, the lolashavi gistera means don't cut off the head completely, meaning don't start from the back. If you start from the back, you'll cut off the head completely. Because you have to cut the simanim. L'chatchili, you're supposed to cut the whole simen, all the simanim. So if you start with the mafrekis, you'll cut off the whole head. That's what l'lashavi gistra means. It's not teaching me noch adin, after the simanim, don't cut the mafrekis too. It's teaching me, I know the halacha mashmisini is that you have to cut the simanim, but where do you begin? Do you begin from the front? Do you begin from the back? Kamash malon v'shachah mimacham sheshachah tayl l'lashavi gistra, begin from the front, don't begin from the back. That's Rav Kana. That's the l'lashavi gistra says Tosfos. And that would work out according to the second gist of v'latayimich. Rav Kana is talking. Rav Yemar is talking. Not the Gemara. They're saying in a chanami shchita menatzav shchita b'simonim, that's a halachah mashmisinai. But where do you begin? Do you begin from the front? Do you begin from the back? Begin from the front, don't begin from the back. Don't start with the mafrekas. Start from the front. That's the mokum of shchita. Milsad Rav Kana dekama minayin l'shchita minatzavar dahainu goron. Goron, that you start from the front. That's Rav Kana's yisod. But in Achanami, even he admits that it's halacha mashmisinai in the end. That's Tosfos. But the kasha of Tosfos, that third kasha, Maram says, quotes from the Tshuva Sadesha. Maram says, well, what's this third kash of Tosfos? Am I salka daitach that you should cut the mafrekas? The Lashon of Tosfos again. V'od am I salka daitach shiachtoch mafrekas achashkitas ha-simon? Why would I think that you cut the mafrekas? Why would I think? What does that mean? Maram on the Marsha. Maram Lublin, the Achron, not the Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir is in the Mordechai. Maram says, "Ubetrumas Hadeshin." The end of the Maram. Betrumas Hadeshin. Kosa of that Tosfos Mefarshim Devei Rashi Kamosha Pirsha Maram b'Mordechai, like the Rabbeinu Meir and the Mordechai. The Ritzon Olam Shlo Yitzorech Lachtoch HaMafrekes L'Shnayim. You don't have to cut the Mafrekes. You cut the Simonim, you don't have to cut the Mafrekes. Why would you have to do that? What's the Havamina? That's Tosis Kasha. The time of Shemavarshim, the Virashi Kach, Mishim Domestabalu, Lomashati Postla Shita, Bishul Shahode Gamkin and Mafrekas Lishnaim. The Mabaka. The Maram says the reason why Tosis understood Rashi like the Rabbeinu Meir is because they can't fathom that it should be usur to cut the Mafrekas after the Simana, because what's the issa? Why would it pass the Shita? That's the Rabbeinu Baruch's kasha. So they felt compelled to learn like the Rabbeinu Meir, that Rashi meant not that it's also to cut the mafrekes after the Simana, but that you don't have to. And on that, Tosa says, what's the purpose of the pasuk? Michael's kasha. Right? But both pshat and mashre, but the question is, what generated the questions? Right? What generated each kasha? Okay? But that kasha doesn't exist according to Tosis Pshat. Doesn't exist according to Tosis Pshat. Because according to Tosis Pshat, it's not that Lola Shavi Gistra means after you've cut the simonim, it's also to do something else, or it's not necessary to do something else. No, he's saying, from where do you start the shchita? Yimokom Shezov Chateo teaches me, don't start from the mafrekes, start from the front, start from the simonim. Is there any havamina that you don't have to, that it's usur to cut the mafrekes? No, we're not even talking about that. Right? The pasuk is just teaching me, don't start from the back, start from the front. It's teaching me the makom of the shchita. It's not teaching me that you don't have to cut the mafrekes after the simonim, or that it's usur to cut the mafrekes after the simonim. Tosfos is a totally different shot in the Gemara. But according to Rashi, Tosfos feels it's shver. Tosfos felt that it couldn't be that it's puzzle, because why should it be puzzle? Must be Rashi is saying it's not necessary to cut the mafrekes after the two simanim. And on that he says, of course, you need a puzzle to teach me that it's not necessary to cut the simanim. To cut the mafrekes after the simanim? Of course it's not necessary. Question. I hear where you're going, Yaakov, but why should that be a problem? You cut the two simanim. So if you cut the mafrekes, then you'll do a shahia? Do a shahia? Is that what you're saying? You'll do a shahia?
Maybe he's afraid you might cut the mafrekes afterwards, and then you would do a shahia.
A shahia where? After the between the simanim and the mafrekes?
If you cut the mafrekes again afterwards, and maybe you didn't cut the whole simanim, maybe this is
draw. Then you're going to cut the rest of the simanim with the mafrekes? I don't know if there's a makom for such a gezeira, right? That you didn't. You only cut rov of the simanim, but if we allow you to cut the mafrekes, then you might do a shahia b'miyat basra of the simanim, not of the mafrekes. So it's a jump.
If he specifically says that don't cut in that area,
don't cut in what area?
Don't
cut the extra simon. Right? Rashi on the bay says don't do shahia b'miyat basra. But if I cut all the simanim, heicha matzino, I can't. So there should be a gzeira that you can't cut the leg also. After I cut the simanim, I can't cut the leg. Because if I let you to continue cutting the animal, who knows? Maybe you'll only cut rov the simanim, then you'll do shahia, and then you'll cut the miyat basra afterwards.
He said like when the animals like dying, don't cut like the neck area because it might.
Rashi says don't cut the neck area. He says when the animal is dying, don't finish cutting the simanim. It's the same basic area, but it's a mafrekes. It's not the simanim, right? The idea of miyat basra is that, as we described, that it could be the miyat basra of the simin is nitfas as part of the ma'aser shchita, because it is part of the simin. It's not necessary, but it's part of the simin. So if you're going to do a shahia between the robe and the miyat basra, it turns out that you did a shahia in the middle of the ma'aser shchita because it's also part of the ma'aser shchita. The mafrekes is not part of the ma'aser shchita. What shahia of the miyat basra could there be? The mafrekes. Shiva and Vipassas in the same month. Question? Yes, Frank.
Wait, so if Tosfos is saying that we need a pasuk to teach where to start cutting from, isn't that the fourth Sulei Shlita of Garma?
Hagrama? Yeah. No, Hagrama is talking about top or bottom, higher or lower on the simon itself. But this is teaching me, do I cut from the front of the neck or from the back of the neck? Different makom, different halacha. Yes, Josh.
According to the way Rashi reads the Gemara,
And he says,
according to the way, how does Rashi read the Gemara? There are two ways that Rashi can read the Gemara.
And the Lishna Basra.
The Lishna Basra is Drusa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rashi was saying that the Gemara is teaching that Gisra means Drusa, but if that's true, then why can we just say? I mean, Rashi's svar was that the Gemara is saying that Minat Sagar. It's just halacha moshe b'sinai because all the other halachos are halacha moshe b'sinai. So if drasha is learned from a pasuk, then why do we assume that minat tzara has to be halacha moshe b'sinai? Meaning, clearly there are things that are also
no. According to the second lashon, the Gemara is saying something totally different. That the psula shchita are halacha moshe b'sinai. So this pasuk is teaching me one of the psula shchita. It's a very strange lashon of the Gemara. Right, the su. She addressed Chalad Agam Ve'ikam and Alan Gemara. So, Hachanami Gemara, right? The fact that you have to cut Menatzava, that's a Gemara. But Kra, Lamai Asa, Fedrasa. You just told me Drasa is Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's a little strange in the Lashon of the Gemara. What you have to say is the Gemara is just listing all the Psula Shchita, but it doesn't mean that. It really means you know that most of the Psula Shchita are learned Halacha Moshe Sinai. So Shchita B'Natzav could also be Halacha Moshe Sinai. What's this pasuk coming to teach me? It's teaching me Drasa. Drasa is the only one of the Psula Shchita that we actually learn from the pasuk. That's how you'll have to interpret according to the second Lashon of Rashi. What I thought you were saying is that according to the second Lashon of Rashi, B'lo L'Shavei Gistera means what? That it's also to do something, or it's not necessary to do something? Drasa, right? Drasa is awesome, right? It's interesting. According to the second Lashon, the Lashon of Gisra definitely means awesome. Right? So, Rabbeinu Baruch, right, this is really what led Rabbeinu Baruch to interpret in Rashi, probably, that the Lashon of Gisra means awesome. Because lishna kama dumi the lishna basa, just pshat and learning up a Rashi. Right? If the second lashon is asa l'shavei gistera, then l'chora first lashon also should be asa l'shavei gistera. That's why he felt compelled to learn like that. But he was troubled. He says, "Well, what could this be? You cut the two simon, and what could be the problem?" So he says, "But the Tosefta is mashma like that. We weren't so sure the Tosefta was mashma like that." Okay. Tosfos was definitely troubled with the Rashi. Rabbeinu Meir was troubled with the Rashi. What Rashi holds that you don't have to cut the mafrekas? Of course you don't have to cut the mafrekas. Well, what's the shaila? That's mamish shver b'das Rashi. To say that Rashi holds the pasuk lo l'shavei gistera of a shachar lo l'shavei gistera teaches me you don't have to cut the mafrekas. Why would I have mean if you have to cut the mafrekas? That's really shver. But even the Rabbeinu Baruch's pshat, the Rav Yoel's pshat is difficult. Why should it be an issa to cut the mafrekas? So I think we have to focus on that pshat b'das Rashi. Try to understand that. The second pshat, Rabbeinu Meir's pshat, that ain't sarich, that you don't have to cut the mafrekas, if that's pshat in Rashi, it's taka difficult. Why should I need a pasuk to tell me that I don't have to cut the mafrekas? I would think that you should cut the mafrekas, kamashal, you don't have to cut the mafrekas. It's very difficult. It's much more mistaber to say b'das Rashi that there really is a psul. That there really is a psul? It's dumia to the Lishna Basra, Josh. The Lishna Basra also is saying there's a psul, that you can't do drasa. So here it's also saying a psul, that you can't cut the mafrekas after the siman. But the kasha is, why? Well, why should it be possible? Why should it be us to cut the mafrekas after the siman? That's the $64,000 question that we have to address. I saw a hand up before we give answers. Yes. Rav Yemer is learning this idea from a different pasuk. Rav Kana, Rav Yemer are learning this concept that shchita is minat sabra from the front as opposed to the back. They're learning from two different pasuk. But it's the same yisod.
So why do you keep the question was Rashi. The first question, why do you keep sukkim? We need to answer that question.
No, we did, because if it's the Gemara, so then the Gemara is Shver. Well, the editor of the Gemara that's asking this kasha and then giving the teretz, so he's learning below the Shavu Gistera from two psukim. But if two different Amoraim learn from two different psukim, so we find that Keseder, that the Amoraim argue as to where I learn a particular din from. What are they going to do with the other pasuk? Veisachnish, that's another thing to address. But if it's two different people, it's less of a kasha. If it's the Gemara, so this Gemara, right, whoever the Gemara is, there's someone editing the different brises and putting them together and putting all the different memories that they said in the Beis Medrash together. But what's he saying? The same halacha is learned from two different psukim. That's moshe. Final kasha, fine.
Could you say that Rashi is also rejecting his first pshat? The second time we see Gestara, he doesn't even mention Afrakis at all.
No, he does. He mentions Belishna Achrina Kedefrishis. Right? He flips it in the second pshat. The Lishna Achrina, Rashi, in the second pshat is really the Lishna Kama in the first pshat. I'm not sure why he flips it, but he does flip it, right? He says, Velishna, Velishna Achrina, Kedefrishis, Chateo ad Makom Shehuzov Vesulo. Break it until the Makom Shehuzov, and no more. Don't cut the Mafrekas, just cut the Simon. So he mentions it, but he mentions it second. I don't know why he mentions it second. So what could this issa be? If you say the Lashavi Gister according to Rashi means that it's usher and it'll passel. Not passel. It's usher. It's usher to cut the mafrekas. What kind of an issa should it be? So the Rashba starts us off. The Rashba gives us the Rashba says over here. Rav Kana quotes a pasuk in Kachim, Meshachet es ben Abakar. He's talking about Kachim. So since Ladam Utzarech, Kamash will uncra that you shouldn't cut the mafrekas. Daikra be Kachim ksiv. Vilu shover mafrekas, mavli adam beivarm kedamin lekamon. Shover mafrekas, if you break the mafrekas of the animal, after you cut the siman, and you mavli adam beivarm, causing the dam to be absorbed into the eivarm, into the organs. It's not going to come out as much. And by kachim, ledam hutzarach, you need the dam for the zrika on the mizbeach. You need all the dam that you can get for the zrika on the mizbeach. So that's why there's an issa to cut the mafrakis. Mamish, beautiful. Right? The Rashba learns, Pshapidas Rashi, that lo shavi gistu doesn't mean you don't have to. It means it's usa to cut the mafrakis. What's the issa? Will it passel the shchita? No! It's not going to passel the shchita, but it's usa to do, because in kachim you need the dam, and you're going to prevent the dam from coming out, because it's mavli adam bevar. According to the svarim that are gores within Rav Yemar, also the Lola Shavi Gistera. Now notice, it sounds like there are svarim that are not gores this Mori. If the svarim that are not gores, it could be because you don't need two different sukkim to teach me the same thing. Okay, but our svarim are gores it. Bidir Rav Yemar, who's talking bechulin, avagav dahi bechulin kamishtai. So this idea that you need the dam doesn't apply by chulin. So if we learn l'lushavi gistera from the word b'zavachta, what's it telling me? That it's osa to cut the mafrekas. Why? But I don't need the dam. This is talking about chulin, not kachim. Different pasuk. Hasanami hachikamad l'lushavi gistera kadesh lo yavli adam beivarim v'havalei dam hoivarim shapirish v'mkomo v'nivla b'mokom acher v'kadeisa nami l'kamon. Dr. Ashba, even b'chulin there's going to be a problem. Even though I don't need the dam for zrikon and mizbeach, but there'll still be an iser. You'll do something wrong, because you'll be mavliya dam beivar, and the dam is going to be pirish mi mokom le mokom venivla be mokom achen. The halacha is that when you shech the behema, so some dam is going to come out of the behema. Whatever dam doesn't come out, we assume that you can eat the basar without malicha. There's no need to salt the meat if you eat it raw. If you don't cook the meat, so then the dam in the meat is not going to move around. It is where it is. It's in the Avarim. Whatever dam is in the blood vessels around the neck is going to come out, and the dam that's in Avarim, that's in the organs of the animal, is going to stay in the Avarim. It's not going to be Piresh mi Mokom le Mokom. It's not going to leave these Avarim. So if you want to eat the Basar Be'umtza, as we would say, the Gemara has such a lashon. They used to eat Basar Be'umtza in the morning. Right? That's what they ate for breakfast. They ate raw meat. Did they sell that in Nagel Bay? Umtza. They ate raw meat. It had blood in it. They felt it was healthy. They think otherwise. They ate raw meat with the blood. But that's not a problem, because the blood is in its makom, but they didn't leave its makom. If you're going to cook the meat, so then the blood is going to leave its makom, that's going to be a problem, because it's going to leave one makom, go to a different makom, you'll still have blood in the basar. That blood is asa be'isadam. But if the blood doesn't leave its makom, it's not asa be'isadam. So be'umtza, to eat it raw, that's okay. To cook it without malicha, that's a problem because the dam is going to move around. To be malach the basa, to salt the basa, not to cook it, that's fine. Malicha is going to be motzi the dam. Whatever liquid remains that looks red, that's not blood anymore. That's not dam. That's just, you know, juice in the meat, and that's kosher. There's no problem. So Zokta Rashba, what's the problem if you're going to be chotech the mafrekas after the simon and you'll be mavli adam beivarim? The dam is going to move from spot to spot within the evarim, so that'll aser the meat. Aser the meat be din dam. The problem over here is not a din in shchita, it's a din in dam. It's an issa dam according to the Rashi. Lo l'shavi yistera is teaching me an issa dam. Which Gemara is he referring to? That's the Gemara of Kufiyat Gimel Amar Aleph. Amar Shmuel Mishum Rekhiya Hashovim Afrakta Shel Behema Kodem Shetetze Nafsha. Someone who breaks the mafrekas of the behema before the behema dies, hareiz a machber es habosa vegozel es habrios mavli adam beivarim. He's machber es habosa. He makes the bosa heavy. He steals from people. If he's going to sell that meat, he's going to steal from people. Mavli adam beivarim. Mavli adam beivarim. Why is he machber es habosa? So Rashi explains. Lefish b'shash chitosa yitruda lahotzi dam. The animal, the natural way of things is that when you cut the simonim, so then the animal is under a lot of distress and it's going to be spurting forth the dam from the simonim. Ukshashovim mafrakta, when you break the spine, so mitoch tsarasa, because of the tremendous pain from breaking the spine, ein bakoach lehisaneach ulahotzi dam, doesn't have the koach to groan and to be motzi the dam. Breaking the spine itself, it can't really move around anymore if you break the spine. So what happens? It just calms down. The adam nivla be'evareha umach ben abasa. The dam is going to be nivla in the evarim. It'll make the basar heavier. V'nimtza gozel sabrius. If you're going to sell this basar with the dam inside of it, you'll be gozel sabrius because they think that they're buying basar, but they're really buying basar with the dam. K'shumocha b'mishkol be'adam shokel. The dam is going to add weight to it. So it's gozel sabrius. If I look, frag the Gemara, hechi ka amar, mach b'de sabos, if it gozel sabrius, mishum de mavli adam beivarim, holo didei shafir dami, is the problem that since you mavli adam beivarim, you'll be gozel sabrius, but there's really no isser here? There's no isser dam. So for the person himself, it's mutter. It's just he can't be gozel sabrius because the person thinks he's buying bas and not dam, he's buying dam. Vilma, lididei nami asa, maybe lididei, it's also asa, that it's not that he's gozel sabrius because he's mavli adam beivarim. It's all three. He's mavli adam beivarim. That creates an issa. Bein la'acherim, bein l'didei. It's an issa. What's more, he's gozel sabrius too because there's going to be dam inside the bos. Teiku, the Gemara says, Teiku, is a suffix in the Gemara. It could be that it's an issa. Not only are you gozel sabrius, there's a problem in dini mominis, but there's a problem in it's the veheter as well, that the dam is going to be pirish from its makom lemakom beivarim, and that's going to be a problem. That will be a problem, even for the individual himself, not just for someone else. Zokta Rashba, that's Pshat and Rashi. The L'shavi Gistra, the Isser that Rashi is talking about, the L'shavi Gistra, the Katam Afrek is after the Simonin, is that you'll be mavli adam beivarim. You'll be mavli adam beivarim. And if you're mavli adam beivarim, so then there'll be an isadam. The dam is not going to come out. It's not going to come out. It's going to be nivla into the evarim. So aside from the fact that you gozel sabrius, there's an isadam in this chaticha. That's what v'zavachta, that's what v'shachar is coming to teach me, l'l'shavei gistera. Don't cut the mafrekas after cutting the simanim. Let the dam come out. Because if you cut the mafrekas, you're going to be mavli adam beivarim, and that'll create an isadam in the chefza of the boss. That's the Rashi's chapter. That's Rashi. Questions? Yes.
According to that Pshat and Rashba, why can't you just say, why would Rashi use such strong Lashon as Isser? Why can't you just say that you'd have to do Malik and Rimashir?
That you'd have to what?
That you just have to do Malik and Rimashir and all those.
Does that work? Is it Makshir?
Yeah. Why would you go so far as
Malik and Makshir?
Wouldn't it take in the blood?
After it's Mavli Adam Beivarim? I'm sorry? After the Yamavli Adam Beivarim, does that work to take out the blood? The Tana is making a very good point. The Taz is a kasha on the Rashba. Why should it be Asa? Right? Why should it be Asa? You tell me that Yamavli Adam Beivarim, if you're shoving my fractal shall behema. The Rashba himself says that if you do Malicha on this Basar, it'll take out the dam. So what's the problem? What's the problem here? What's the Rashba talking about? That's the Taz's kasha on the Rashba. The Taz has this whole, the whole shtickle Torah. It's got the whole thing. He quotes the Mordechai, the Rav Yah. It's, you know, once you see the Mordechai inside, the Taz reads. It's an easy read. Quotes the different shittas, whether Lulashabi Gistu according to Rashi means that you don't have to, or that it's Osir. So he says he thinks Osir is difficult. Why should you say that it's Osir? You don't have to. What's the Havamina? So he gives his own pshat, which we'll get to, but he quotes the Rashba in Taras Abayis, the Rashba in the Chidushim. The Rashba says that the problem is an Isadam, that you show from Afakta Shabahemi, and Mavli Adam Beivar. He says, that the Rashba says the Shari Huba Atzmagor is parakalabasa, Mavia Dan Bevram Vasalechai, Aval Al Yede Malicha Mutter. If you do Malicha to the Basar after you Mavia Dan Bevram, it's mutter. So what could be the problem? What could be the problem? He says. What could be the problem? It's a Shver Rashba, he says. The Shach and the Kudas Akesef and his Haoris on the Taz. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, I don't think it's such a tzniyah. The Taz is such a tzniyah on the Rashba. I don't think it's such a tzniyah. He says, I could give you one of two pshatim. He says, maybe the pasuk is teaching me lechatchila. You shouldn't do it. Since you'll be mavli adam beivarim, even if through malicha the dam will come out, but the Torah is telling you lechatchila. You shouldn't do it. What does that mean? Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. If there's a way to be mesaken. Why should the Torah tell me lechatchila I shouldn't do it if there's a way to be misaken? What do you think? Might not do it. That sounds like a gzeirah d'rabbanan. It's not a gzeirah d'rabbanan. The Torah is telling me not to do it because I might not do malicha afterwards. What's that called? Bishul basa b'chalot. Siyag d'araisa, right? Apparently, the Torah. He's teaching me lechatchila. You shouldn't cut the mafrekas after the simana because we're afraid it'll be mavli adam beivarim. Malicha will take out the dam. No, but lechatchila, don't do it because maybe you won't do the malicha, and it's asa to eat this basa. Even beumtza. I mean, normally umtza is mutter, but this umtza is asa because the dam is pirish mimakom lemakom. So there's going to be a problem. So the Torah says there's a din lechatchila not to do this. Even if you'll have in mind to do the malicha afterwards, we're afraid that you might not do it. That's the first pshat the Shach suggests. Then he says maybe the din daraisa is teaching me that in kodshim it's taka asa. Maybe there's a special din in kodshim that you shouldn't be mavli adam beivarim because we want the dam. We want the dam. So that's why it's awesome. It's not such a pelah. Right? The Rashba's Pshapadas Rashi might work. That the Lola Shabbat Yisra means that it's also to be shoved the Mafrekas after the Simanim. Because you'll be Mavli Adam Beivarim. Either Lechatchila, the Torah doesn't want you to do that because it's afraid you won't do Malicha. Or, at least in Kodshim, right? If it's going on the Pasuk Vishacha, which is in Kodshim, at least in Kodshim, the Torah says that it's also to do because you'll be mavli adam beivarim and not as much dam is going to come out. You won't have the dam for kodshim. So that can explain how the Rashba's pshat can work with Das Rashi, even according to the Rashba. Now within Rashi, the kasha of the Taz doesn't even begin, right? How does Rashi learn? Does Rashi learn malicha is going to work or not going to work to this basa? If you mavli adam beivarim, can you do malicha and be marsha the basa? So Rashi al asara kufi gimel says it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Rashi says, right in the suffix of the Gemara is gozul asabrius. Is it only a problem of gozul asabrius, or is it a problem for the individual himself? So Rashi says, Odilma Ladide Nam Yasser, Vitarti Isurika Khoshiv, Khada de Gozal Sabias, Vhada de Mavli Adam, Vishuv Eno Yotse the Ochaldam. And it will never be able to come out. Even Al Yide Malicha. So within Rashi, the Rashba's Pshat is Givaldik, that the Lola Shavig Yistera means that there's an Isser to cut the Mafrekas after the Simonim, because there'll be Mavli Adam Beivarim, and there'll be an Issa Dam, and even Malicha will not be able to take out that Dam. Bechlal, it's not going to be successful to take out the Dam, so you'll have an Issa Dam. That's Pashar Pshat. Within the Rashba, you have to dray a little bit. The Rashba happens to say Malicha will take out the Dam, so you'll have to learn that the Issa to cut the Mafrekas after the Simonim is an Issa Lechatchila, that we're afraid that you're not going to do the Malicha to be Motzi the Dam. Or it's an Isser in Kachim, that in Kachim you need the Dam, so therefore there's a special Isser in Kachim not to cut the Mafrekas after the Simonim, so that you'll be able to have the full Dam for Kachim. Okay, this is one working Pshat B'das Rashi. Look at some of the other Makaras, look at the Taz inside, look at other Makaras that I gave you. We'll see there's actually another fascinating Pshat B'das Rashi that relates to Shehiya B'miya Bas. Well, we're not finished with Shehiya B'miya Bas. Okay? Till now, we've assumed, according to Rashi, what's this Isser? The Lola Shavi Gistera is an Isser Dam. It's not a problem in the Shechita. Shechita's fine. It's Kashav Yasher. You've shechted the Siman, there's no problem. Look at some of the other Makaris, you'll see there might be a din in Shechita that's floating around.